What happens when businesses make unlocking the power of their data an organizational and cultural imperative? Find out in The Data Agenda, a new podcast series from Wall Street Journal Custom Content and Amazon Web Services, available on Spotify and Apple Podcasts.
This is your tech news briefing for Tuesday, February 22nd. I'm Zoe Thomas for The Wall Street Journal. Right now, if you buy smart devices, light bulbs for example, you'll probably have to check to see if they're compatible with whatever smart hub you use at home, like Amazon's Alexa, Google Assistant, or Samsung's SmartThings hub. But in an effort to get more people to use smart gadgets and appliances, big tech companies have agreed to do something they don't typically do: work together. On today's show, our personal tech news editor, Shara Tipkin, joins us to discuss what this rare collaboration could mean for making your home a bit smarter. That's after these headlines. The Securities and Exchange Commission is pushing back on claims by Tesla that the regulator is harassing its CEO, Elon Musk. Last week, Tesla said in a regulatory filing that the SEC had subpoenaed it in November about compliance with a 2018 settlement, where Musk agreed to get certain of his tweets pre-approved by company lawyers. A person familiar with the matter said the subpoena relates to how Tesla oversaw Musk's statements, but was issued as part of a newer investigation. In its own letter to the judge, the SEC said its engagement with Tesla is consistent with expectations of the court overseeing the settlement. As for what happens next, it isn't quite clear. The federal judge involved has previously urged the two sides to negotiate their disputes, rather than running back to the court. Chinese authorities say food delivery apps should reduce the fees they charge restaurants. In a joint statement from China's state planner and 13 other Chinese government bodies, authorities said they'd work with the country's food delivery platforms to reduce costs for caterers, and that preferential pricing should be given to vendors in cities that have been affected by coronavirus outbreaks. The news on Friday sent shares of industry giant Meituan tumbling. The chairman of Virgin Galactic, Chamath Palihapitiya, is stepping down to focus on other public board commitments. Palihapitiya helped the space tourism company to go public through a merger with a special purpose acquisition company, or SPAC, that he led in 2019. Since then, SPACs, which are public blank check firms that raise money to buy private companies, have fallen under increased scrutiny from regulators, who say these deals don't provide enough information to investors. Palihapitiya is a former executive at Facebook, now called Meta, and he's led a number of SPAC deals for tech businesses, including SoFi and Opendoor. And the Department of Justice has named the first director of its National Cryptocurrency Enforcement Team, longtime cyber criminal prosecutor Eun-Young Choi. The new crypto division, established in October, aims to investigate and prosecute the criminal misuse of virtual currency and recover illicit proceeds from those crimes. The DOJ also said it's creating a dedicated unit within the FBI to track those same cases. All right, coming up, communication is key to collaboration. So how do we get our smart devices to talk to each other? We'll discuss after the break.
The world's best-run companies count on GEP software and services to transform their supply chains, meet their biggest challenges, and gain serious competitive advantage. GEP.com.
There are a growing number of smart devices on the market. Everything from thermostats and front door locks to smart window shades and motion sensor lights. But to make life a little simpler and smarter, these devices need to be able to work with the same apps and voice-activated assistants, like Apple's HomeKit or Google's Assistant. So how do you get all these different devices to talk to each other? Well, big tech companies that make many of these products have agreed to a way, a new common standard called Matter. Joining us to explain how it'll work and what it could mean for smart home plans is our personal tech news editor, Shara Tipkin. Hi, Shara. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So, Shara, I see a lot of smart or connected devices on the market right now. How simple would it be to build, you know, a fairly connected home?
It is very complicated, which is why almost no one has a fairly connected home. You know, even just setting up a light bulb could take an hour, or, you know, setting up a set of lights. You have to first make sure that it works with whichever smart home ecosystem you want. So Google Assistant, Amazon Alexa, Apple's HomeKit. Then you have to probably download the manufacturer's app. You have to set up a new account. You'll have to remember all of that information. Then you'll have to try to connect it with your smart home system. It can just take a very, very long time to set it up.
Okay, so right now you have to jump through like a million and a half hoops to get your smart devices to work together. But there's this new system that's coming out. You know, why will it make things better?
Yeah, so there's something coming out called Matter. And basically what this does, it's a language that new smart home products will be able to speak. So instead of your smart home, we'll say light bulb, only being able to talk to the Google Assistant, it can also talk to Amazon's Alexa or to Siri because they're all speaking the same language. Like right now, they don't communicate, they don't interact, they really have nothing to do with each other. It's not like you're going to be able to have, you know, your Google Assistant and your Alexa have a conversation at home. But in your home, those will be able to both control that smart light bulb. So instead of you having to worry like, oh, is this new product I'm buying going to work with the Alexa I have at home? You really won't have to worry about that.
So what do companies need to do to implement this new language to get it working?
So with the companies, there's a little work that they have to do kind of on the back end. There are some old products that will be able to work with Matter. And basically what happens is they'll get automatic software updates. So there's a bunch of old Amazon Echoes that will work with this. A lot of Google's Nest products will work, you know, HomePod Mini, things like that. The new items, they have to adapt some things in their system. So basically what Matter does, it's a standard, which means it's something that all of the companies who are part of the standard agree to. So they've gotten together and they've hammered out what are the basic functions that a light bulb needs to do. And those are things that will become standard. So they won't compete on how you turn on and off a light bulb.
Okay, and so if I'm one of those people who wants to set up a smart home, maybe I've already bought into a little bit, how would that change what I do as these rollouts happen? Will I need to make a lot of new purchases?
You might, but you might not. It really depends on the products that you have. A lot of the older devices will be able to be upgraded to Matter, but it's not going to be all of them. If you own Philips Hue lights and you have their bridge, which is kind of that, it's like a puck sort of thing that hooks into your router to connect the light bulbs, all of those are going to be updated to Matter. So even if you have a 10-year-old Philips light and you have the Hue bridge, you're going to be able to connect with Matter. Other devices, it's really going to be on a case-by-case basis. People know that you're not going to be updating, say, your smart lock every year. So a lot of those manufacturers are working to support what they can, but it's really going to vary. And it doesn't mean that your old products are just suddenly going to die and you can't use them. You'll still be able to interact with them the way you did before.
What about privacy? Because I can imagine as all of these devices get connected that that might be a concern.
Yeah, this is supposed to be more private and it's supposed to be more secure. Everything is encrypted. We really have to see kind of what it looks like in practice. You know, nothing is 100% secure or private. The idea is that Matter is a local standard, a local communication. So your products are talking to each other inside the home without having to go to the cloud for every single request. So like the way that the Amazon Alexa works now is when you make a command, it goes to the cloud, comes back, fulfills the request. With Matter, your appliances in the home or your devices are connected to each other inside the home. So that should help with security. In terms of privacy, your light bulb can't necessarily see what your TV is doing. The light bulb maker isn't suddenly going to have all of this data about what you're doing elsewhere in your house unless, you know, they're connected in a certain way or some sort of automation is enabled. Until Matter comes out, we don't actually know exactly what this is going to look like, but it was designed from the beginning to be private and secure.
Okay, so tell us when Matter is expected to come out and what companies have gotten on board with it.
Matter, the standard itself is supposed to be like finished and defined basically the middle of this year, beginning of the summer is kind of the goal for that. The hope is the first devices will come out before the holidays. The kind of the most notable thing about Matter, honestly, is who is supporting it. So it's Apple, Google, Amazon, Samsung, Philips, you name it. Basically, all of the big companies are supporting this. There's over 220 companies so far who have committed to using Matter.
And you say it's notable who signed up for it. Obviously, they make a lot of the big products, but I guess how surprising is it that so many of these big companies would agree to a standard like this?
It's very surprising in some ways. I think that these companies all kind of realized that they could keep doing their own thing, sure. Like Google Home could keep pushing with Google Home, and Alexa and Amazon can keep doing their thing, and then Apple could be over here with HomeKit. But this kind of confused ecosystem that we have right now just means that people really aren't doing a lot in the smart home. So most Americans have a smart product at home, but for a lot of us, it's our smart TVs or streaming boxes. That's usually a way that people kind of start getting a smart device. So according to some data from International Data Corp, about 77% of Americans have a smart device when you include those sort of products. When you take away the TV boxes and smart TVs, slightly less than half of Americans have a smart product. For a lot of us, it's probably a smart speaker. So the idea is when kind of the industry becomes more standardized, that should change, that we should see a lot more people with smart devices. To get people to buy more products and put them in their home and really kind of like have that smart home dream, these companies realized they had to work together. So it's not like they're suddenly not competing. There's going to be a lot of features that you get if you do stay with HomeKit or, you know, go with Apple. You can do these things that you can't do with Matter. So they're still going to be competing really fiercely. We could even see this bring about more interesting features, because instead of kind of the smaller companies having to devote resources to supporting every big ecosystem, they only have to support one. And then that means that they can focus on doing some more advanced features that they just couldn't afford to do before.
All right. That's our personal tech news editor, Shara Tipkin. Thanks for joining us, Shara.
Thanks for having me.
And that's it for today's tech news briefing. If you want more tech stories, check out our website, wsj.com. And if you like our show, please rate and review it. You can do that wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Zoe Thomas for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for your interest in the WSJ podcasts from The Wall Street Journal. We're always looking to improve, and we're interested in hearing your opinions. Please go to wsj.com/survey. And take a survey that will help us bring you more of the content you're looking for. Thank you for your time and support.